to What's Your Ministry Podcast, an extension of McCoy Solutions University. I'm your host, Shamika The Real McCoy. I help business owners, entrepreneurs, and individual students use their God-given gifts and talents to serve in kingdom expansion. My prayer for you today is that you leave here equipped and empowered to combine your personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. Enjoy today's show.
Recording this live, it will be available on all digital platforms. That's What's Your Ministry Podcast on all digital platforms. So you'll be free to have it here live as well as other places in the future. I want to go ahead and reintroduce myself to some of those. Maybe you don't know me. Maybe you're not familiar with Shamika. And so I want to reintroduce myself. I've been in the marketplace for a little bit now. I can say my business established was in 2014. And so now it's 2026. And I'm sure you could do the math and work those numbers out and how all those pieces going. And so honestly, why I am here tonight is really not my credentials and my experience. I am here tonight because I have been called by Christ Jesus to speak to business owners, entrepreneurs, kingdompreneurs in the marketplace. And so I want to faithfully steward over what God has called me to and the people that he has called me to speak to. I want to remind you too that God has called you to speak to specific people as well. There are people who are assigned to your voice. They have a specific assignment and attachment connect to the purpose that's inside of you. If you agree with me, give me a thumbs up. Shoot me a heart, say yes. I am in agreement with what you just shared. I want to share a little bit more. I shared already that tonight is officially the kickoff of season 5. And I don't take this moment for granted. And because I don't take this moment for granted, I want to welcome you as well as welcome the Holy Spirit in the room. So I'm going to take a moment to stop, pause, and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to allow this platform to be a place for you to speak to those in the marketplace. I thank you, oh God, that you are combining our professional and personal lives to speak one language, and that's ministry in the marketplace. I thank you, oh God, that this is a platform for you to speak however you want to speak. You are welcome to interrupt my notes, although you gave them to me. You are welcome to deliver the message the way you want your people to hear it, in Jesus' name. I want to let you guys know I am a teacher preacher. I could go off in tongues at any time. I could groan in my spirit, or I could shout with a hallelujah. So however it rolls, it's all right with me. I say, God, let him have his way. We have already welcomed him in the room. I see a few people have joined us. So go ahead. Thank you, Alexis from Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Tarlise, for joining us from San Diego. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We welcome you in this place. I've shared already. Go ahead and click subscribe. If you're not subscribing yet, go ahead and share this with a friend and even come back to it if you need to. And so I'm going to keep going with what the Father has prepared for me. I'm so excited to be here. Oh, my God, I can't believe this time has come so fast, so fast. You know, God has you to do something. You have to be prepared to execute what he has for you to do. So we have already set the atmosphere. We have already welcomed Christ into the space. And so you've already clicked share and all that good stuff. And I want to share a little bit more about the podcast. Again, if you're new, maybe you don't know about it. Maybe you don't know what's going on. And so What's Your Ministry Podcast is an extension of McCoy Solutions University. As I shared, it's available on all digital platforms right now. I'm your host, Shamika The Real McCoy. And what I specifically help those with is I help business owners, entrepreneurs, and individual students use their God-given gifts and talents to serve in kingdom expansion. Oh, what an honor it is. I've already dropped one prayer. I could pray at any time. I've already shared that announcement because this platform is available for Holy Spirit to have his way. And so my prayer for you tonight is that you leave here equipped and empowered to combine your personal and professional life to speak one language, and that's ministry in the marketplace. Maybe you're in business. I'm curious. If you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, or a kingdompreneur, put an I am in the chat. Oh my God, you guys know it's power in the words of I am. When you speak I am, my God, my God, my God, something even bubbles up in my spirit when I even just say those words. The words I am is declaring and decreeing a declaration all within itself. We already know when Moses went to the Lord and he came to him to deliver the children from Israel, he asked them, who must I say sent me? What name should I say? What name should I give your people? And he told them, I am. That's why that term is so powerful, because you should specifically be careful what you say when you use those words. I am. I am. And so this platform is for those who are connecting this business and faith piece. It is a continued movement of kingdom, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to break down what kingdom means. It is a continued movement of kingdom expansion here in the earth realm. And so this is connected to your calling. If you're in business, your kingdom assignment, we all have assignments. You might say, Shamiko, what exactly are you talking about? I'm a D. Into that a little bit deeper. I'm glad you're asking me those good questions already in advance. And so tonight's conversation really sparked. I want to tell you how tonight's conversation was sparked. Heavenly Father woke me up in some of those watch night hours. I'm going to try not to get into too much teaching tonight, but hey, Holy Spirit, have your way. I don't know how he's going to let this thing roll. I have some notes in here, but God is available to have his way. I've already welcomed him in. I've already shared that this is his platform. I am recording on multiple screens in case you see me turn my head. This is his platform, and he's available to use it however he desires. And so he woke me up around 3 a.m., and I heard him specifically say the term birthright blessing, birthright blessing. And I was sitting with that thing. And the more I meditated on the word of God, not on man's word, the more I meditated on that, the word of God, he gave me, don't miscarry your calling. I heard that so clear. And as I heard that, I realized that this word that God is giving me is not just for me. It's for others too. It's for others. And so he was like, this is your word to kick off season 5 of the podcast. This is your word to kick off that piece, breakthrough, breakthrough. What is in that? I even when I hear the term birthright, I hear breakthrough. So we'll dive into that a little bit later, but I'm going to keep going with a few things that I want to share specifically. So the title of tonight's message is Birthright Blessing, Don't Miscarry Your Calling. And so really this specific episode is a prophetic one. It's to release a powerful word connected to your birthright. We all have a birthright. And going into this, or really to be even more honest with you, it's the enemy who's trying to steal it. He's trying to steal, delay, and destroy what already belongs to you. Can you imagine that? This blessing, it already belongs to you. It's already within you. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And so I want to declare and decree right now that I want to acknowledge that I am binding the thief. I am binding the enemy from trying to steal this birthright, trying to steal your blessing. He cannot have it. And the reason why is that Christ came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. That's what his word says. And as a born again believer, as a born again, blood washed believer, you have a kingdom birthright, but it must be protected. Did you know that? You must protect your rights. Don't let somebody steal it or trick you out of it. You must protect and cultivate it and carry it to its full term until it manifests in your life as well as in your business. And so I want to bring you to point number one. It is, you have a birthright in the kingdom. If somebody want to drop that in the chat, drop in, you have a birthright in the kingdom. And according to Webster Dictionary, what does birthright mean? What does birthright mean? And a birthright is a right, a privilege, or possession that you are entitled to by your birth. When you are born again, you are not just saved, you are repositioned. According to John 3:3, you'll hear me paraphrase scripture tonight. So go back and look at it at your reference. According to John 3:3, it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's John 3:3. And John 1:13, it says, born not of the blood, but born of God. You didn't even do this. You didn't do this. It wasn't you. Just because you were born, you have this right to kingdom access. What I want to remind you tonight, you have to be born again. That's John 3. You have to be born again to receive what I'm specifically talking about, this kingdom right, this kingdom birthright that's available to you. You didn't earn it. But because this free will that you have received, because you have accepted Christ, this is your birthright as a born again believer. I don't want to assume that you are a believer tonight. Salvation is available unto you right now, even in this moment. If you don't know him, take a moment to repent. The ABC, to repent, accept God, be baptized, find a church home, and then move forward in accepting that you are now a born again believer. I have to go a little bit deeper, and I'm going to bring up a few comments. I see some engagement going on in the chat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. I see some hand claps going. Let him have his way. Okay, I want to read a few more comments. I have a birthright in the kingdom. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have the birthright in the kingdom. Yes, you do. You have birthrights. You have birthrights. Just highlighting a few of those things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You must bind the thief. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for joining me tonight. I want to share with you, there is a bonus piece, an activation guide that is available to you. I will be dropping that link to the guide. So make sure you hang around, connect to it. I'm gonna go ahead and give you a little bit sample of that guide since you are here now. Let me see, can I drop that QR code on the screen? Here is that QR code. Perhaps you might want to scan it now. Have like, hey, Shamika, I need access to that guide now. I'll be dropping it on and off the screen. I talk a little bit more about this and expand this in this one pager for you. So go ahead, scan that QR code that's on the screen now so you could get a piece of this activation guide and dig a little bit deeper to sit with the Father on what he's saying specifically to you connected to your assignment. I want to continue moving forward in my message tonight. So, and point number two is that the enemy is after what you carry. My God today, he is after what you carry. I'm going to just let that sit for a second. He is after what you carry. And so to carry something means something that is inside of you. There is value inside of you. I'm going to keep going. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. And this is saying that attack is not about you. It's what's inside of you. It's the souls that you are called to reach. It's the business that you are called to build. It's the business that you are called to build. It's the impact that you are called to make. You are called to make an impact here in this earth realm. This is why the enemy is trying to distract you. He is trying to delay you, and he is trying to discourage you. But tonight, we are declaring no more thief, no more lost, no more delay, because Christ have came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Drop a yes in the chat. If you agree, yes, yes, you must have it more abundantly. Drop a yes in the chat. If you agree, yes, yes, I agree. I must have it more abundantly. I am in agreement. I'm going to continue moving forward. Don't miscarry what God placed in you. Shamika, a miscarriage. What is that about? Just like you could have a miscarriage in the natural, you also can have a miscarriage spiritually. And what that simply means, this, Shamika, I hear you using a lot of kingdom terminology, a lot of natural terminology as well. I use a combination of both of those as I speak, is that you want to be able to carry full term whatever God has birthed in you. You don't want to mishandle what he has given you. Because spiritually, what this looks like when you're quitting too early. Maybe it's a marketing campaign. Maybe it's an assignment to go live bi-weekly, like what we're doing here with What's Your Ministry podcast. We'll be going bi-weekly live on Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, every other Monday. Maybe it's that time. God is saying, can I trust you to be consistent with the assignment that I've called you to carry? Don't quit too early. Maybe you're working a 9-to-5 and things got a little bit overwhelmed for you, but you have to set time aside to complete the assignment that he has called you to carry full term. And so tonight I'm here to encourage you to don't neglect the assignment and try to grow too fast. That's what happens sometimes in business. We're trying to grow too fast. We're trying to do too many things at one time as being a solo entrepreneur until God provides those resources to grow and advance your assignment. You're trying to juggle too many hats. I help business owners with that myself by doing just a little bit at a time, by creating resources that you can use to not just grow your business, but also to grow individually. I want to give you an example of this story. This is a real example. And just like the father likes to use agriculture, he used this plant to give me this analogy. And in the analogy, the story, I literally had a plant. And I was trying to grow that plant too fast. I was like, plant, you're going to hurry up and grow. And when I took the plant to the plant doctor told your girl, what it is that this plant is in too big of a pot and its roots cannot be established in a pot this big. It's because the water and the soil is absorbing everything that the plant needs for the roots to be established. And so just like that plant was growing too fast, I was trying to grow it too fast, but in reality, it was slow. I had to transfer the plant into a smaller planter. I had to transfer it into a smaller planter so that it could begin to establish its roots. And I want to remind you of that tonight, is that as you are growing, as your roots are being established, people won't always see that. And that's okay, because roots become established underground in the dirt before they even break ground, before they even break ground, where you even see that tiny seed begin to manifest above the ground. The roots are already being established in the dirt. So be encouraged tonight to not be overwhelmed because you're trying to grow too fast. Allow the Lord to process you. Allow him to process you, to process your business so you could grow firmly. You could grow firmly. Okay, God, I hear you saying move on. You could grow firmly. So spiritually, God has developed your roots before you become visible for everybody else to see. In Isaiah 11, 1 through 2, it says, a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. I declare and decree that same thing over you, that growth comes from deep roots, not fast results. That's how growth is going to come to you and into your business. And so as you're doing this process, point five here is yielding. It's a yielding process as you're producing fruit to birth. Now, birthing also is connected to produce and this yielding process and the cultivation process. And you're wondering, what does healthy fruit look like in your business? Look at Galatians 5, 22 and 23, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And ask yourself this question: what am I producing? What am I producing? And does my life reflect God's fruit? I want to remind you again that I have created a resource, a free resource, this activation guide to help you in this process. So you can ask a little bit more questions, as in, how do I move forward? How do I apply these things? I have placed that guide on the screen for you to see. It's an activation guide for you. This is a free resource available for growth processes in your life as well as in your business. So make sure you scan that QR code. Scan that QR code. Download it. Join my email listing so you could get more encouraging word like what I'm sharing tonight to help you grow and expand. Now, this is some meat. I am a member and partner with Flawed and Free here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where I am serving one of the servant leaders under my Apostle Latina Johnson. And she's talking about Romans 8. Go ahead and follow us online. I'm just giving a plug out to my church. Connect with us if you want to hear a little bit more about kingdom topics. And it's interesting how God had already gave me this message, and we were already discussing and talking about these same things. I even shared with her, look, you're dipped into some of the message that God has gave me to share with the people. So let's break down kingdom tonight. When I looked up kingdom and business, I saw that business is a synonym of kingdom. And here, this is where faith meets the marketplace. You want scripture reference for this? Look at Luke 2 and 49. And it talks about how we must be about our Father's business. Many people separate kingdom from their business, but I encourage you not to do so. Expanding a little bit more on what this really means. I hear people say this terminology all the time. It's two words, king and domain. Kingdom is connected to this internal kingship of God. It is the realm where God's will is being fulfilled. A kingship is the position of a king. It's a character of a king. It's the government of a king. So kingdom is not just for church attendance. The kingdom is God's authority, rule and influence, and the way of operating here in the earth realm. A kingdom is also defined as a realm or a sphere where something is dominant. It is an area where someone holds a preeminent position. That's P-R-E-E-M-I-N-E-N-T, position. And that is a high ranking, supreme, outstanding in importance. What that means is that when God gives you a business, He's giving you a sphere of influence where his will, his character, and his presence should be dominant. When people look at you and look at your business, they should see an expansion of the kingdom here in the earth realm. So no, you should not separate it. Why? Because these two have merged and become one. And so what it really is, guys, is that your business is a ministry. Did you know that? You hear me using this term all the time. What's your ministry and how it's used? And a ministry is simply put, an instrument for something to pass through. And so your business is a ministry. The systems that you use, it matters. The structure that you use, that matters. And your stewardship, it matters as well. Because kingdom business is not just about money, guys. It's about how you represent this position. And I pray that you represent it well. So even with Jesus, he grew in stature. He grew. It says that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor. And I'm praying this same thing over you tonight as this message is kind of wrapping up and coming towards its close. Is that you are called to increase spiritually. You are called to increase in the public, and you are called to increase in your strategy. So I just really pray a commanded blessing over you guys. According to Exodus 20:6, is that God shows his mercy unto 1,000 of generations, to them who love me and keep my commandments. These blessings are not just random. They are commanded blessings through obedience. And so I want to just kind of run back through of my main points that was touched on tonight. Is that tonight, your birthright is activated through being born again. This is an activated kingship that you possess. And that the enemy is trying to target you specifically to steal your peace, so you do not deliver the assignment that he has called you to deliver in the marketplace. Many believers are miscarrying this. It's because they're trying to rush through the process of being planted in a firm foundation. But you can't do that. You can't quit. You can't be like me when I tried to place that plant in a big pot. And I was like, Lord, just because I placed it in a big pot, I'm believing that those roots are going to grow real fast. It did not. I had to transfer it back in a smaller planter. So give it time to develop its roots with a firm foundation before I could transfer it into a larger source, into a larger planter. So God is developing your roots. He's developing your roots before you see this quote unquote results in the earth realm. And so while you're going through this process, you have to yield to what God is producing in you. You have to yield to the fruit that's in you so it can be seen. I thank God for this word tonight. And I want to remind you that kingdom work, according to Webster Dictionary, is that another part of that kingdom expansion piece is what's going on in your business. And so you're not empty. You're not empty tonight. You're pregnant with purpose. What God has placed inside of you must be protected. It must be cultivated, and it must be carried to completion. I'm closing as I've shared already. I want to put a few more things. If you want to continue connecting with me, continue connecting. I have an activation guide that I created as a free resource available to you guys. I'm going to bring up a few comments. I want to share just a few more notes with you guys. If this bless your spirit tonight, say, Shamika, this bless my spirit. Go ahead, drop that in the chat. If it bless your spirit, let me know. And not just let me know, let others know as well. Let them know that this blessed you and share it out. A few more notes as we're moving in that closing. A few more notes that I want to share with you is that many times we get information and we're like, we're just information seekers. We're just trying to fill ourselves with so much information and not enough execution. And so if this bless you tonight, just sit with it. Allow yourself to receive it and then allow yourself time to walk in it. Remember that you're not just walking around here randomly. You're having intentional movement in your business for kingdom expansion. I thank you guys so much for joining in tonight. I want to kind of close out in prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Thank you again for everyone who joined this live tonight. Father God, I pray that you are pleased that what has taken place tonight on this platform. God, I pray that you continue to have your way in this space. I pray that you continue to activate the ears of the listener, those who are watching the replay. I pray that this word encourage them, that it is a word that they can watch again. It continues to activate them in their daily lives, God, because ministry goes beyond the pulpit. It is what's taking place in our daily lives. And so, God, I just thank you so much that this platform is available for your service. It is available for you to use it and speak to your people however you want to speak to them. I thank you for this time, this opportunity, this space, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, guys, it was a blessing joining you all. I will be joining you all here bi-weekly, Monday nights, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is your host, Shamika The Real McCoy, with the What's Your Ministry podcast. Almost about to sign out. I'm going to check these comments one more time before your girl signs out. Yes, yes, yes. You must catch the replay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was a blessing to your spirit. To God be the glory. I'm going to read one more comment here. It says, thank you, Father, for such a heavenly and mighty word. Thank you for anointing Shamika with such an activating and anointing word for ministry in the marketplace and our everyday walk. Amen, amen, in Jesus' name. And so God bless you. Thank you for joining me. Catch the replay, and I'll see you out there in the digital land. Blessings. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.